You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, where we focus on living a self-aware, emotionally balanced life, seeking happiness and peace. And our guest today has been on quite the life journey himself, learning to find his life purpose, feeling happiness, and sharing that journey with others. So welcome, Nicholas Sweeno.
Thanks for having me in.
How did you get on this path?
Well, I had a traumatic event in about 1985 that changed my view of the world.
How did it change your view?
Well, up until that time, so I was about 25 years old, always high energy, always pretty positive, but I would have called myself a passive recipient of life up until that time. But I had a near-death experience, and it made me rethink how I approached my days. Since that time, I've become an aggressive pursuer of experience. I think that the more I can pack into my life and the lives of the people around me, the more fun I'll have, and I'll make the most of my time on the planet.
And that's a perspective you now want to share with others.
Absolutely. I think because of my energy, I've been able to inspire other folks to level up a little bit, make their careers more fulfilling, increase the intensity of their relationships, just have a ton more fun. And that's a great mission to be on.
Do you find people are open to your message?
Not everybody. You know, we're surrounded by a sea of negativity, right? The media, a lot of times the voices in our head, sometimes our friends, sometimes even the people really close to us bring us down. Not everybody's ready to break free from that. But the folks that are just seem to be having a lot more fun. They're healthier. They have more energy. And I suspect their long-term outcomes are probably better, too.
What can you say to convince people that they should break free from that?
Come along for the ride. Get to know me. Let's talk. Let's have coffee. Come to one of my events. And once we rock it out together and you see how much fun people are having while they're making their lives better, I think you'll want to join in.
You have an event coming up that you call Permission. Why Permission?
It starts with permission from others in the room to dream big and to live into those dreams. And then if we do our work well together, it ends with each of us being able to give ourselves permission. It's really freeing when you get through your inside stuff. You know, we all have baggage. Sometimes it's our parents' voices in our heads. Sometimes it's the media. Sometimes it's our loved ones that tell us, you know what, that's too much. Don't try that. Quiet down. Quit agitating.
What do you mean? What's too much?
Many people dream big. Hey, I could do this for my career. Right. And the parents say, oh, no, that's too crazy. You should do something more conservative. Or somebody says, I want to go on this wacky diet because I think it'd be a great idea. And the spouse says, you know, I think that's a bad idea. You know, we grew up with no, 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 no. I can't remember what the ratio is, but it's something like 4-1 or 5-1
really?
No's to yeses. Permission's about spending a day with people who say yes. The psychological term is unconditional positive regard.
Say that again. Unconditional positive regard.
Unconditional positive regard. And that means that you are there to support people, not to judge them. We don't sell to each other. We don't help each other. We just listen. We smile. We ask questions. We nod. And we help people feel in that time like they are fully allowed. They've got permission to dream big and to live into those dreams. And having that experience can be novel. Some people have never experienced that much positivity for that length of time.
And it's a day-long event, right? What is the length of time?
It's 12 hours.
12 hours.
Roughly speaking, we have about 12 hours of activities, sometimes a little longer, a little shorter. We do a lot to keep people energized, help them calm down when they need to calm down. It takes a certain amount of time to get folks in the right state of mind to really do the kind of deep thinking they need to figure out where they really do want to be in 5 years or 10 years, and then even more work to get them to share those visions with other folks that they may have just met that morning.
How does it all begin? Where do you start?
Oh, we start just ramping people up. You know, it's a dog and pony show, and I like nothing better than standing in front of people and talking.
So you ramp them up.
I ramp them up. We use music. We use activities, breathing, postural stuff, shouting.
Shouting?
There's all kinds of things
you can do.
Sounds
like a staff meeting.
right? Well, this is positive shouting.
Oh, okay.
But this goes on for a long time. There's a lot of science behind what we do. I always say it's 80% science and 20% voodoo because you need a little magic. You know, you need a little something to glue it all together.
Well, you own the Japanese Martial Arts Center in Ann Arbor. Is that part of it?
I've been a martial artist all my life, so it's part of everything I do. Mm. The discipline helps. You know, once you've dialed in your dreams and you've sorted out where you need to go, it's important to be able to activate that, to live into it.
Who would benefit from attending permission?
Oh, my gosh. I think folks who are struggling, who maybe have confidence issues, quote-unquote normal folks, who just want a little more happiness, a little more effectiveness in life. And then there's always a percentage of folks who are just habitual high achievers who come to these kinds of events for a recharge because they want to go bigger, they want to go faster, they want to level up, and they know that coming to an event like this is going to get them in the right frame of mind.
Habitual high achievers. I love that.
I just came up with that.
Did you? See? We're inspiring each other.
Exactly.
In reading up on you, Nicholas Sweeney, I read that you mentioned something about most limitations are self-imposed.
Can you talk
about that a little bit?
Everything out there that says you can't do it is a lie. Each of us has so much more potential than we're living into. You know, and I say that even about myself. I'm a guy who's been working on this kind of stuff for 3 decades, and I just have taken 2 or 3 steps up the ladder. But here's the fun thing. It's not how far up the ladder you go. It's making sure you stay on that process, on that path of consistently reviewing what you're doing and figuring out where you want to go and then making sure you're just leveling up over time.
Overcoming your inside stuff, part of it as well?
Huge. When you do a good job of overcoming your inside stuff, the outside stuff just seems to melt away, right? It's so much easier to get hard things done when you're jazzed about it, right? That's
right.
The passion side. That's
yeah.
The heart side.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in order to know what to do and how to do it, you need the head. So the passion, right, and the science go hand in hand.
What about people needing others' support or permission? Do you talk about you don't need anybody else's permission to be the person you want to be?
Oh, my gosh. You don't need their permission, but you do need their help.
Really?
The older I get, the more I realize that to do big things, you need a lot of people in your corner. And so I used to be a loner and try to do things myself. But now I try to partner with people. I get support. And by the way, sometimes folks come to permission who, for want of a better term, maybe have, they're a little bit broken. They struggle in life.
Right.
Those folks might get charged up at permission, but they're the kind of people that probably need a backstop, maybe a professional therapist or psychologist to support them.
Right.
But if you're just trying to be a little happier, a little more effective, then a peer group, right, a mentorship group or a group of, what do they call that,
support group?
Yeah, a support group of people, like-minded people who
yeah.
are all helping each other.
Right.
That can be really helpful.
And you'll get that sense from your event, permission?
Oh, my gosh, the friendships that people have made. It's
really?
Just astonishing. Some of the folks that just on the last permission event, there's a group of about 25 people that all got to know each other. And they're all doing business together. They're socializing together. And they're just amazing people. Like, anybody would want to be part of that group.
I call that community connection.
Oh, yeah.
Does
I like
that
work? I like that expression.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And do you meditate?
I do meditate.
But do you meditate at permission?
We do meditate at permission. Before we get into the inside stuff, I do what I can to help folks get in the right state of mind to really go inside, to dig deep and figure out where they want to be and what the problems are. You can't do that in an offhand way. You've got to get people in a state of mind where they're comfortable, when they're easy for that. And so we do meditate.
If people want to find out more about you, Nicholas Sweeney, and it's Suino, where can they find that?
Probably the best place is to go to my website. It's Nicholas-Sweeney.com, and Nicholas is spelled like the golfer, Nicklaus-Suino.com.
And we'll put links to that and your event coming up, Permission, on our website, WEMU.org. Great meeting you. Thank you so much for sharing your philosophies and life lessons, and best of luck going out there creating more community connections.
Lisa, it's been great. Thank you so much.